Okay, John, so go ahead and talk about the Mandela effect and the JFK thing, because I really am interested in what you have to say.
Well, it appears that people in the JFK motorcade, but now there's six.
Ah! Well, I do know that somebody showed me the Forrest Gump one, that there was two different ways, and they did find the two different videotapes, one videotape showing something about a box of chocolate.
That are happening right now, and I'm going to ask Wynn if this is, I already asked him, I sent him an email, is this because of the Large Hadron Collider in CERN? Have they finally got to the point where they've screwed up the timelines, or are we meshing in with another timeline, or what's going on? Because the past is changing.
Did you put that as one of the questions to ask?
Yes, I asked two questions.
What was the other question that you thought was important?
Well, what can we do to help people gain more discernment?
I believe education is a good thing.
Well, but according to Wynn, you have to be an old soul, basically. So I guess maybe it's just see, people can be shown. Didn't catch your names.
Dave from Atlantic City. Hi.
Oh, hi. Hello.
And who is the other lady?
Susan from Michigan.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, Susan from Michigan. Hello.
We were deciding what...
I'm going to ripple out right now. Good evening and welcome to VBS. Would you like to state your name, where you're calling from?
I'm Janine from Salt Lake City.
Oh, thank you, Janine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could continue telling her about the Mandela effect. Good evening and welcome to VBS Radio. Would you like to state your name, where you're calling from?
Once again, Andrew from Detroit. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Hello, Andrew from Detroit. Welcome to VBS. Okay. Okay, that's good. Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like, VBS Radio, would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Terry from Dallas.
Oh, hello, Terry from Dallas.
Hello.
Terry from Sedona, did the doctor... What did the doctor say? Are you going to survive another 40 years?
He said that this was just for an intuitive reading. And he said that since I hadn't been to the doctor in many, many, many years, I have to go to an MD and get checked out.
Okay. Take your supplements.
Right.
John, welcome the people to the call.
I was waiting for you to finish. Welcome to VBS Radio. Would you like to state your name, where you're calling from?
It's Roger.
Terry, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Have you seen anything about the Mandela effect? John was discussing it. Have you seen anything?
Supposedly died July 23rd, 1991, but that, according to one book, and then many people remember that date, and then the second source said he died, just 2013. But that's only a tip of the iceberg. There's many events. Yes, yes. Welcome to BBS Radio. Would you like to state your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Wynn.
Oh, Wynn. Hello, Wynn. How are you?
Hi, Wynn. I traveled down through today for some reason. Ouch. You're talking about JFK, talking about in his car?
I'm talking about the Mandela effect and CERN. CERN seems to have...
This conference is being recorded. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is December 14th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everyone, everywhere. And we're getting ready for our, forget where I am. We're not doing our whole planet healing. We're doing our Wednesday question call. And thank you all for being here. And let me see, we have some questions for tonight. And Terry's not ready. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on the line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign intention of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we come directly to you. We do not come to the telephone line. We come directly to you, from us to you. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you or doesn't apply to you, then disregard it, because it is not for you at that time. We are delighted to be with you and be of assistance in any way that we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. The first question is from Edna. And sometimes I need to calm people down when they are in distress or being attacked. I found out that I can use my eyes to direct my energy, staring directly at someone in the eyes, in order to project calming energy. Is it safe to do so? Much love to our sources, Edna.
Thank you. Yes, it is safe to do so. And you can also use your fine sensitive perception to be able to tell whether there is something that needs to be done, something else that needs to be done, a calming word. bringing something to help balance the other person. For instance, a drink of water. You have a fine sense of perception, and you can tell how it is going by the feedback in the vibe from the other person.
Thank you. In general, the eyes are called the windows to the soul. Could you explain from your perspective what that means?
The eyes show the emotion. The eyes show what is going on with that person. If they are hiding emotion, then that will also be a veiled look from the other person. The eyes show the emotion of the other person, whether they are covering up, whether they have received what you have given, whether they are paying attention or not. It is a window inward to be able to tell more about what is going on with the other person and their reactions.
Thank you. Next question is from just a moment. Debran in Lapine, Oregon. When I went back to Illinois to visit, I saw apartments that I had lived in this lifetime with my 2-year-old son, at that time of his age, and my late husband. I saw the towns and knowing where most everything was located, i.e. the curve in the road, the buildings, my son going to school there, next to one of the places we had lived from my memories. This was the first time I had been in this area in this lifetime. I had memories of various places that were built in the now, not in the 1800s. I had many memories of different places I had seen and entered into the buildings and what was inside. These places were not built in the 1800s, maybe built in the 1960s. I also have memory of the person I went to visit, of meeting him there. I met him in Arizona. I am not talking about landscape. I am aware of living there in the 1800s. I do know who I was, how I died, and where I was buried. Some information came from the history books on details. I can guess parallel universe, but I'd like to know and understand. Deb.
Thank you. You are fortunate to be able to have memory. Memory helps. It widens the breadth of the perception, to have a timeline, deepens the memory, give us a moment. That you indeed did live there, and that you have more than one lifetime there. can come in and fill in the pieces of the puzzle where there are pieces to be filled in. More and more memory will come to you, making a fuller and fuller picture. It is not just the 1800s, but the 1900s. Give it time, and more information will be filled in. When you go to sleep at night, look at the pictures and don't try to do anything with them. Just see what is there. Remember your dreams. When you wake up, you will get more and more information and it will fill in some of more of your past.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Don Herman in Ohio. The sources have discussed the idea of one component of Christ consciousness being a series of frequencies. Am I right in assuming another component is access to higher information? If so, could you please elaborate on how that works? Is that information something a person can access? Thank you.
Yes, as one is more sensitive and perceptive, one can access further information. One can recognize information as it is appearing in their life. One can access more information in certain sermons, in certain books, which contain elements of the truth. When one feels more grounded, when one feels more centered, when one feels connected to the Christ consciousness, information and feelings, frequencies are available to one, not to take one over, but to co-create with. It is information that one can use, can own, can use to relate to others. Having your own sense of what is correct can help you to hone in farther and farther upon the truth. And any chaff that isn't part and parcel of what will help you will progressively be apparent and can be dropped as one hones in more and more upon what they want to be, upon how they can be all that they wish. When you say series of frequencies, the frequencies are combined to help make a fuller richer residents. Thank you.
If someone is making a connection to the Christ consciousness, what would be the empirical way that they can observe and, how would you say it, confirm that they're doing it?
Individuals have a sense, and this sense might, that they have, might, they might sense that they don't have it quite right. And so they can be open for energies to guide them into the fuller, richer frequencies. The feeling of not being alone, the feeling of love, the feeling of fulfillment, the feeling of being connected, the feeling that there is something divine, the feeling that there is a light shining that is a direction that one can raise their own frequency, that they are connected with the Christ consciousness, and that they can raise themselves up to being more and more as they connect with the Christ consciousness and the home frequencies.
Thank you. John Zborowski asks, I would like to know, what can we do to help people acquire more discernment?
Thank you. Individuals are different. One individual may need something more than another. One individual may be ready to change more than another. One individual may be more open, may have a more open chakra, a more open crown chakra, a more open expression chakra, a more open pineal gland that can help them discern. So the first thing is to see where the person is coming from. If the person is not open, they may not hear whatever you are talking about. They may not be ready to hear. They may reject what you're talking about. You can find people that are on a similar path or a similar openness, and you can hone your abilities with talking to them and have the feeling of actually getting something across, and to use discernment when you are speaking with different people to see what it is that they are open to receive, rather than to just blurt out something that you feel that they need to know. It is a two-way street. If they are not open to receive, that they will not receive, that they may put up barriers within themselves to what you are saying. So to be open to the other person, what the other person is going through. They may be going through things that prevent them from hearing, from listening. It is more complex than simply giving out information.
Thank you. Okay, Robin in Huntington Beach. Her question is, what is blocking me from having abundance in my life, joy, and perfect health, and how can I overcome it?
Thank you. We take a look. The first thing is to love yourself, to be open to receive from yourself, to, in a moment of time, to get joy from the little things, from some food that you enjoy eating, to get the experience of joy, even if it is in a little bitty way, to laugh, to listen to some jokes, to lighten up. The experience of joy can grow. It is energy. And if you can grab onto it by the tail and begin to experience it a little at a time, then this can grow. Sometimes people think, if I had a lot of money, then I would be happy. Everything would go better. And it is true that everything would go better because there wouldn't be the rub of not enough money. But that's not the heart of it. The heart of it is you, of you experiencing your joy. And then opening yourself up to what joy is there, what joy can be had, and to grow it. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you share, as part of her question, what blocks her from experiencing this joy? Is it past track things, past life things, this life things?
There is attitudes that attitude of not deserving, and this is a great block towards the influx of joy and abundance. Not deserving holds back the joy from coming in. You do deserve it. And to let go of any thought that you don't deserve it.
What causes a person to have attitude, and this is something I'm asking for a lot of people, what causes people to have an attitude of not deserving or unworthiness?
It can be based on when they were little and they were found or they had the perception that their parents felt that they weren't good enough or their caretaker felt that they had deficiencies, and then the person would hold themselves back. The raising of a child and the attempting to have the child fall into a certain format or a certain acceptableness can put a rigid barrier around the person that they feel that they somehow weren't good enough, they somehow didn't make it in the eyes of their parents or their caretaker or their teachers. There's a lot of make-wrong among other people, just in society in general, that you turn on the TV and that's like, are you too fat? Are you too slow? Are you too ugly? And they put out the model of being beautiful and lived perfect, and then many people think that they are deficient because they don't have the lift, the ability to move, the grace, the body figure, the voice. And when they think that, then they are limiting themselves as they are a child of God. And if they can break through a rigid idea of how they're supposed to be, and then they can use the qualities, the beautiful qualities that they have, to be able to extend out and learn to love themselves for those qualities.
Thank you. There's a lot of people looking at things in the world now and think that there's things that might happen that would put us in an extinction event. And one thing...
Could you repeat that? You broke up.
That would put us in some kind of extinction mode, okay? For example, a pole shift. Another example is that CERN is going to do something, or the radiation from Fukushima or other places are going to do something. This is partially John's question, but I'll ask his more specific question. Let me just ask this as an overview. Is that a potential? And what should be the things that would cause that?
Thank you. The potential of a crustal shift, of a cold shift, it is a potential of possibility of happening. In the long run, it could help the Earth to reset and to recover, to regain the ability of the plants or the trees to recover. And that is a potential it is possible. There are different scenarios that a grid shutdown could induce not only no electricity, but it could induce the running rampant of nuclear energy and the lack of ability to shut the plants down. There are a lot of things that are potentials. They have not been decided yet, but overall, each individual in his own center is safe as a unit of God, as a spark of God. They, each one, are a part of God and are safe within there. When we look at Earth, we see the war, we see the detriment that is given by the factors that are seeking to control the climate and to not let the climate run its full course. We see detrimental influences. We see detrimental energies that are dividing Earth up, the spirits of Earth up, and we see that this is not healthy for Earth. Thank you.
Okay. Next question is, someone qualified to graduate this round, and they had their heart 51% open, or whatever else it would take, and if there was an event like we just talked about transpiring, what would happen to the person qualified to graduate if they got caught in that event?
It depends upon their focus. If one is transitioning and has their focus up on the higher levels, increasing their vibrations, moving into the heaven realm where they have people that can work with them and talk with them, angels that can help protect them, that can bring them calming influences, then they will be fine. If they focus upon some detrimental thing going on Earth, then their focus brings their self and their attention into that scenario, as that is where they're paying attention and are brought into that. What you give your attention to is what you get.
So what would you, if you were going to counsel John, who tends to pay attention to these things and sometimes seems to be walking around with, dear me, the sky is falling, what would you tell John?
He has a great concern and compassion for the matters that are going on around him. It is a beautiful concern, and he is seeking to work it through or to assist or do whatever he can. In the long run, you are fine, Dylan. You are fine. And these things shall pass. So to keep the perspective that you are a beautiful person concerned about your environment, concerned about fixing things, and then to keep the knowledge that you are safe in the overall, and everyone is safe. They may be developing something that will cause them to go through a lot of struggle as they live through their karma, but they are making this up, and that they will be the ones that will have to experience their way through it.
Thank you. So, John is particularly asking questions about CERN, and you know, he does a lot of YouTubes and hears what different people say. Let's see here. He has the idea that someone made the suggestion that our past has changed from the way most people remember it happening. And it has to do with the mandala effect is actually CERN quantum effect. According to one book, Nelson Mandela died in prison on July 13, 1991, and long before his actual death on December 5, 2013. The change of events from the way people used to remember them is now called the Mandela effect. In other words, the idea is that something is changing the past and that our memories change, because the past has changed. So his question is, are people experiencing some kind of mass hypnosis, or did the past really change? Or maybe a better question, is it possible to change something in the past so that it's different in the present?
We take a look at that instance, and we see that there are factors, there are forces that are not known that have brought that about. That it was profitable to bring in a double and to make it seem like everything was continuing. There is such a thing as parallel realities, but in this instance, we see it as simpler than that. There are complexities that apply, but the simplest first level of what has happened was a simple body double.
Thank you. That's what occurred to me. So people are manipulating perception with body doubles.
Yes. Yes.
And so people may think something happened. It didn't happen, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, I wanted to, let me see, we have 2 minutes left. And there was a question here from someone. Janine, could you please send your city? Let me just make sure.
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake City? Okay, so this will be the last question for tonight.
Janine, right?
Janine, yes.
Yeah.
The other day, last Sunday, I'm really not sure, but I said hi to a new tenant that has moved into my building a few weeks ago. Anyway, he said he wasn't feeling well because he smoked something, and I asked him if he was okay, and he said that he wasn't. Then he said that I had someone talking through him, that he had someone talking through him. He said a name, and I won't repeat it because I don't know if it was another demon. Then he asked me to pray for him, and I brought in the light as best as I could remember the prayer. I did not feel afraid at the time, and I don't seem to be afraid now. I'm just wondering why I am getting this attention, and did I do okay? I do not understand what my purpose is. Can you give me guidance on how I can learn what it is and the best way I can use it to help people? I'm very confused about this.
Thank you. It is hard to help someone when they have that level of distortion. And so do not feel bad if it does not work out to be able to bring them out of their distortion, because they are actively putting themselves in their distortion. So one of the things is to first of all see things as they are, and if you can't change them but want to take responsibility for them and to ease their pain and to help give yourself that it may not be possible to take over and to help, but to just view things as they are and send love light for the change, but you may not be able to affect it. It is not being created by you, and the other person is the one that needs to change it.
Thank you. Is it saying, God gives me the wisdom to know what I can change and what I can't change, and to tell the difference, okay?
Yes.
And we are not responsible for fixing everybody. It's, you have to develop the intuitive sense when you actually are able to contribute and when you can't. A lot of times people hook you by making you feel sorry for them or concerned about them. And it's a hook that you have to be careful about, because you know, you've heard our words many times about being of service, but it's not always clear when you can be of service. And that's where discernment comes in. And if you make a mistake, it's okay, because then you learn. You learn about the way things don't work. And a huge part of this realm is learning, discernment, and knowing what works and what doesn't. And when you asked about what is my purpose, I wanted to say that from my perspective, one is not, people, there's this idea that you are a somebody that's following some path that has a purpose, that God has a purpose for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And my experience is that at the higher levels, you create your purpose. You know, every time you create value for another person, every time I create value for another person, I suddenly have a reason to be here. I have a purpose because I created value, or someone creates value for me. They have a purpose. And we are creators. And so our challenge is, how do we move through our life and create true value, contribution for other people? How do you do that? And that's something each person is going to do in a unique way. And someone else cannot tell you how to do that. You have to position your own self uniquely in the universe to figure it out. And it's not about wearing a hat or becoming a chiropractor or becoming an energy healer or all those things. It's you're creating it. You are the creator of your life. And there's nothing you're supposed to do. There's nothing you're not supposed to do. And as you go along your track, you learn to be a better creator. And on that note, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, 712-770-4340, 501-026. No, I'm sorry, not the code. The code is 250-513, and we'll see you all there in a minute or so. Thanks for being here. Thank you, John, for greeting everybody, and we'll see you in a moment.